You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and if you've ever walked through Amazon's Seattle campus, you may have noticed a somewhat mysterious group of large glass domes. The company's newest endeavor is still under construction, but I got the chance to take a look inside. Before I did, I decided to talk to some Amazon employees. David Lopez is eating lunch on the plaza next to the spheres, an Amazon employee enjoying a long-awaited warm day. While I'm waiting to get inside, I ask him what he thinks of the spheres.
I just have mostly questions about it, really.
Like, what questions do you have?
What's it going to be like on the inside? Are they called biodomes or just the spheres? Is there going to be public access or just employees?
So you don't even know.
I don't even know. I haven't asked the right people those questions. Yeah.
Here are some answers. They're referred to as the Seattle Spheres, and they're intended to be a kind of indoor park, a totally climate-controlled space filled with hundreds of species of plants from around the world. Ron Gallardo is Amazon's horticultural services manager. He says the spheres aren't like a typical conservatory, which he describes as a square glass house.
You know, usually hot and sticky and humid and not a place you'd want to hang out for long periods of time. You'd want to walk through quickly and leave. This particular building was designed to house people and be comfortable for people first.
And then plants. The first plant to call the spheres home is an Australian tree fern. Right now, it's still surrounded by bare concrete and scaffolding as construction on the sphere's interior continues. But it's taking shape. Large, curvy planters take up most of the floor space, surrounded by nearly 360 degrees of glass. Here's John Shetler, Amazon's Vice President of Global Real Estate and Facilities.
This is an opportunity to link nature to today's office space. Being in the urban environment, oftentimes it's missing a link to nature, and this is an opportunity for to provide that for employees.
The spheres are scheduled to open to employees next year. They aren't open to the public, but the spheres will be included in Amazon's campus tour. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.